She is out of town on city business. She's attending the League of Oregon Cities on behalf of the city of Portland, and she is our designee there. So I just wanted to make sure people understood that is her reason for not being here today. Good morning.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and needs to do the city's business. This presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly.
I'm sorry, could you speak a little more loudly? There's some people having troubles hearing, and maybe could we turn up the mics a little bit?
Yeah, hit the ears.
Okay,
sure. How's this?
Thank you.
To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you very much. Sue, my understanding is the first three individuals for communication would potentially like to come up together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good. Why don't you call the first three people, please?
Item 1000, request of Angie Jenkins to address council regarding crime and advocacy in Park Rose and Portland. 1001, request of William Keller to address council regarding crime and advocacy in Park Rose in Portland. And 1002 is request of Kathy Morris to address council regarding the same. Please come up.
Welcome, and thank you for being here. You have 3 minutes, and if you could just state your name for the record, please. Good morning.
To be clear, are we going to have 3 minutes individually?
Three minutes each.
Correct.
You got it. Yeah.
Hi. I'm Angie Jenkins with Hookset Automotive and Tires, president of Park Rose Business Association. Am I starting individually? Okay. So I am here to essentially beg for assistance. I have been to several different organizations, every single PSAC meeting, the business association meetings, several other organizations. We are in desperate need of your assistance. The citizens of Portland we're dying. We are drowning in crime. We're drowning in lack of support. Businesses are now getting taxed more on their trash bills to pay for litter cleanup from the homeless camps. Nobody signed up for this. I want you just to simply address behavior. If somebody is doing crime, enforce the laws. If somebody is hungry, feed them. But we have got to start addressing behaviors, otherwise things are not going to change. When I moved here from Idaho, I chose Portland over Seattle. I came here and I spent 8 hours walking around downtown. And I watched a guy drop something on the ground. A perfect stranger chased him half a block to give it back. I walk around downtown now. I'm stepping around hypodermic needles. I'm hearing from my business members that they are actively trying to get people to stop defecating on their patios. This is a Burgerville. That takes a whole totally different mean to having a burger with your kids. They're actively saying, please use the restroom inside, and they fail. And there's no support. So I go to these PSAC meetings, and I hear from the officers, our hands are tied. I'm hearing from the park rangers, our hands are tied. Certain laws are not being enforced, and we need to come to City Council. I'm also hearing that the City Council has no idea what Portland is going through. So I encourage you all to come to Park Rose, walk downtown, and is this the city that you want to be remembered for? This is not the city I moved into 15 years ago. And I will be taking it back, and I'm asking for your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I ask you a couple of follow-up questions?
Sure.
And just so you know, this is an issue that I approach with urgency. It's one that I understand is a very complex issue. I have walked around Park Rose, and I am familiar with the issues around homelessness, camping, trash, litter, needles, defecation, and graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
I have now been here for about 22 months.
And I'm sorry, when you say you've been here, where?
Mayor.
Okay.
For about 22 months. And during that time, I have fought very, very hard to increase public safety, park rangers, police officers. I just announced a trash collection initiative that I will be working with business districts and the neighborhood associations and volunteer organizations like Solve. We have significantly increased funding for homelessness prevention, for shelter, for services. We have been very aggressive in terms of, as a council, around supportive housing to get people who really are vulnerable, people with mental health issues, people with addiction issues, off the streets. So we're working very, very hard. But it's not going to be quick. In the near term, what specifically do you need to see from us? Because we're all in agreement. I mean, I went out to breakfast before this, and this is what I heard about. I'll have five other meetings over the course of the day, and this will be the issue du jour. I'll go to an event tonight, and this will be the issue that's talked about. I'm on a radio show on Sunday where I'm told for 2 hours people are going to yell at me about the homeless crisis. So the question I always have is, what should we be doing that we are not doing with the resources, the finite resources we have? What is it you need from us specifically?
I need you to enforce the laws.
Okay,
and
so
I need
here,
you to address the behaviors. So if somebody has mental health issues, there's resources for that. But if there, how in the world can I take a video of a drug deal, of heroin, going down? I call the officers, and they say, oh, that's just a little bit of heroin.
Okay, well, first of all...
That's not okay.
Let me address that issue. Using or dealing heroin is against the law. And I want you to hear it from me in an open council chamber. If a police officer or a firefighter ever tells you that I have tied their hands, they are not telling you the truth. And so if any, and I said this the other day in a different neighborhood association meeting, if an officer ever tells you that, get their name.
Okay.
Get their name. I want to know. And I'm just saying this in front of the whole world. The laws will be enforced, and I'm directing that they be enforced, and I've made it very clear that the laws will be enforced while I'm the police commissioner. So if somebody says, oh, no, the mayor's tied our hands, or the city council has tied our hands, or somebody has told us we cannot enforce the law, it just flat out isn't true. And so I want to nip that rumor right at the bud right now. So if you hear that again, please let me know.
Okay.
So I am sympathetic. I'd be happy to continue this conversation with you about Park Rose. We're in agreement.
Perfect.
In terms of the problem. We may not be exactly on the same page in terms of how the resources are allocated or what the finite nature of the resources are, but we've got a budget coming up again, and I'd love to get your help for the kinds of things you just described.
Perfect. Thank
and
you.
I appreciate your being here very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, City Council. I'm actually not Kathy Morris. I am Annette Stanhope, Chair of the Park Rose Neighborhood Association. Kathy could not be with us this morning, and I'm glad and grateful that you allowed me to speak this morning. And while I'm not officially representing the Neighborhood Association this morning, I'm familiar with the concerns and issues that face our neighborhood and issues that have been expressed by the Park Rose Business Association. Crime and safety is one of the more popular topics in our neighborhood, and I hear many accounts of how residents feel disappointed and angry in how things are handled or aren't handled by the police bureau. Many realize that their frustrations stem from short staffing in the police bureau, so I'm speaking today to ask you to prioritize staff increases in the bureau. My understanding, based on information from the Public Safety Action Committee, or the PSAC meetings, is that we have 100 fewer officers than 20 years ago, but nearly 300,000 more residents. This, combined with the large size of our precincts and the amount of ground that officers have to cover, is spreading our police too thin. And one anecdote that illustrates this, and this is just one story of many that I've heard, but I only have 3 minutes this morning. One Park Rose neighbor called police after a man came to her door, tried to force his way in. She managed to push him outside, but had to wait 15 minutes anxiously while the man lurked on the premises. When the officer finally arrived, he was brusque, dismissive, and did not offer to take a police report. And while she was frustrated with this interaction, and rightly so, she also observed that he looked completely exhausted and overworked. And this is coming from an ER nurse, so she knows what she's talking about. Mayor and City Council, we need to staff our police bureau to levels where they can do their jobs competently and confidently. Not only this, but if we have enough officers, they can take the time to do community policing, walk beats, and build relationships with those in community, something I hear residents would like to see. When they're able to build relationships in community, they know more about the people living there, they feel vested in the community, and have more success in their work. And I've seen examples of the success when police have been able to work closely with neighbors to secure vacant homes that have been the source of chronic criminal activity. So I'm sure you've heard this request before, but I'm merely adding our emphasis for the need for better police staffing. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is William Keller. I'm a CPA, and I have my own practice in Park Rose. I'm also the treasurer of the Park Rose Business Association. And I'm here to obviously talk about security and theft and whatnot as well on that. But my focus is more of how ways that I see with my clients and investors of how to improve housing for low income. The rules right now have made it really tough for landlords to want to invite or welcome in new or low-income tenants. I have it, my own experience. 5 years ago, my neighbor passed away. She had a son who was from Alaska and had no job down here. She lost her house because it was had a reverse mortgage and her property taxes were deferred, so the bank, what was owed to the bank and owed for property taxes was worth more than the house. He could not stay in that house, had no place to go. I offered him 1 year to stay at my house to get familiar with the area and try to find a job. It took 4 years before he finally moved out. I eventually had to evict him. It was the only way I could get him to leave. But it took a long process for that to happen. And that's even gotten worse now that you need, it's now a 90-day no-cause eviction. I would love to be able to help out. I can afford my house by myself. I would love to be able to help out someone, come and say, hey, you can live with me for 30 days or 60 days to get on your feet. The problem is that if they don't, I have another 60 days or 90 days have to go by to be able to get them out. I was burned out after him being there for 4 years. It takes a mental toll on me. It made it now that I actually don't even want to have a tenant. My next, hopefully, if I have a roommate, will be my spouse. So that's where it is. In terms of investors, and the ones that I've seen with my clients, they're no longer making decisions based on the finances of having residential rental properties. Their issue now is the time it takes to be a landlord. They can no longer, it's harder for them to determine how they want to have their residents, their tenants. It's just that they don't, they're coming to me to discuss the legal issues of being a landlord now, not how to be the finances of being an investor. And that's been the biggest issue that I'm finding. And most of them now, I'm advising them, they have to talk to a lawyer before they become a landlord. And most people that I said, they're trying to, that's their investment, is their residential rental properties. So that's what I have to say.
I appreciate it.
How to help that out.
Yeah, thanks for your perspective. I think Commissioner Fish had a comment.
Yeah, I have a question. First of all, we're very appreciative that you took the time to use the communication slot to come in and testify. Is this the first time each of you has been before council?
So for me, it is.
Angie?
I've been before.
You've been before on other matters? Is this the first time you've used a communication spot?
No.
Okay. And you're not Kathy, but you're Kathy's, you're the head of the Neighborhood Association. Is this your first time?
I was along with somebody else once, but this is my first time just testifying on my own.
And Mr. Keller?
This is my first time.
So we have a small number of people that talk to us a lot during communications. It's their right. They sign up every time there's a slot. And it's often struck me that as a result, we don't hear from lots of other people. So we hear from a small number of people all the time, which is their right, but there's lots of people we don't hear from. And, you know, this has been probably a 10-minute or more period at the beginning of council where you have our complete attention. And one of the things that Angie said, and probably the only thing I would disagree with that was part of her remarks, is she said that the impression she has is that we either, as a council, don't spend time on Park Rose or don't care. And that nothing could be farther from the truth. Park Rose is, like lots of other communities and neighborhoods within Portland, there are similarities in terms of what you're experiencing. But one of the things the mayor didn't mention, for example, is we put ongoing money into the Catalytic Investment Initiative to help the Park Rose Business Association and district prosper. And we have a staff person who's working on that.
We might want to have a separate conversation about that.
Fine. Happy to. I was at a Park Rose High School recently, and we kicked off the first Governor Roberts inaugural scholarship, and we awarded it to a young woman of color who was very, very promising. I was at the American Cancer Society's fundraiser the other day, and I spoke, which was in Park Rose. So I just want you to know, we care deeply. The mayor has given you a sense of the things that under his administration he's tried to do. You're challenging us to do better and more, but I want to just go back to what I said at the beginning. Thank you for taking the time to come out in communications and share your views.
You.
We need to hear from more people on a broader range of issues than we do, and it is, from your point of view, I think time well spent because you have our complete attention. So thank you.
Thank you.
I want to put in a thanks as well. I have no reason to doubt at all the passion that you've brought to this issue and the importance of the issue, and I want to be very, very clear about that. This council did make a principled stand around increasing police officers during the budget this year. We ultimately got about 58. It was a very controversial decision, as you're well aware, and I agree with you on the staffing. I was just down in San Francisco talking to the mayor. They're talking about homeless issues, talking about livability issues, which loom large in San Francisco as well as here in Portland and up in Seattle with Mayor Durkan. They have over twice as many police officers as we have here in the city of Portland, but their population is only about a third larger. And if you go to a city like New York where they have 28,000 police officers, you start to realize that at some point you're asking for too much from too small of a group of people, particularly given that we have a lot of mental health and addiction issues on our streets. And police officers are forced into that first responder position. And we all agree, you know, Daryl Turner, the city, the county, we all agree that that's not the right first line of defense. We want the police enforcing the law, and we want to find ways to have more interactions with social service providers to provide those other services. And I view the business district as districts as really important allies in helping us to move in that direction. So I'm hoping that you'll bring that passion and maybe some of your colleagues into the budget process as we get down to the brass tacks of the budget decisions next year, because I predict, again, as we did this year, we're going to hear from hundreds of people who will tell us not to increase police at all. And we'll hear from very, very few people who will say what you just said, which is we need more cops so that we can get back to the community policing, which is my top priority. We've got to get back to that community policing model because it reduces crime and it increases trust between the community and the police who serve the community. So I'm appreciative of much of what I've heard here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
Thank
here.
You.
Next.